The passing of Governor Albert Brewer on January 2nd at 88 years old marks the passing of an era in Alabama politics. Albert Brewer was a good man and a true public servant. Brewer was born in Tennessee, but his folks moved to Decatur when he was very young because his father accepted a job with the Tennessee Valley Authority. He graduated from Decatur High School with honors, then matriculated to the University of Alabama, where he earned his undergraduate and law degrees. Then Brewer returned to Decatur to begin his law practice. Soon thereafter, Brewer was elected to the Alabama legislature at the ripe old age of 25. He was elected without opposition three times, and during his third term, he became Speaker of the House. Brewer was only 34 years old, the youngest speaker in state history. Then in 1966, he beat two prominent state senators without a runoff to win the lieutenant governor's job, which was much more powerful then than it is today. During his tenure as speaker and lieutenant governor, either George or Lurline Wallace was governor. Brewer actually was a Wallace ally after Governor Lurline Wallace died of cancer after only 16 months in office. Brewer sent him to the governor's office. He quickly and decisively took the reins of state government and became immediately effective. His years in the legislature gave him a keen insight into the machinations of state government. He was also very well liked among legislators he'd worked with over the 15 years he'd been lieutenant governor and speaker. Therefore, he was extremely successful with his legislative agenda. Brewer became a working governor. In fact, although Brewer was governor only 33 months, he accomplished more as governor than most of his successors over the past 30 years combined. Brewer brought a low-key, business-like style to the governor's office, which was strikingly different than George Wallace's racist, flamboyant rhetoric and cronyism. Brewer improved funding for education dramatically and increased teachers' salaries by 22%. He created the Alabama Commission on Higher Education, as well as the first state ethics commission. He cut out the use of state vehicles for personal use and created a motor pool to share cars among state agencies. Brewer also started the Alabama Development Office to recruit industry to the state. He also organized state computer operations to a central office. In short, he was an effective full-time governor. In 1970, Brewer and George Wallace squared off in what is the most memorable, classic, and pivotal governor's race in Alabama political history. Brewer led Wallace by a small margin in the first primary. However, Wallace, with his political life on the line, played the race card overtly in the runoff and defeated Brewer by a narrow margin. Most political observers believe that had Brewer won, Alabama would have joined other southern states like North Carolina and Florida, who had elected progressive, pro-business governors. Brewer is often referred to as Alabama's New South governor. He was a prince of a fellow and a good friend for over 50 years. I first met Governor Brewer when I was a young 13-year-old page in the state legislature, and he was a young Speaker of the House. My mentor was an old representative from my home county, and he had been in the House for 24 years when his 70s, and he was training me to take his House seat once I was old enough. Mr. Gardner adored and admired the young Speaker, Albert Brewer, and he got Brewer and I acquainted, and we became friends. Brewer would let me sit next to him in the Speaker's box as he explained how he assigned bills to their proper committees. When Brewer became Lieutenant Governor in 1967, I was 15, and made me head of the pages in the Senate. His daughters Becky and Allison served with me as pages. Governor Brewer spent the last 30 years of his life teaching and mentoring law students at Samford University's Cumberland School of Law. He was a mentor to my daughter Jenny while she was in law school at Cumberland and followed her legal career as if she was his own daughter. Governor Brewer and I have remained good friends over the years, and he's featured prominently in my book, Six Decades of Colorful Political Stories in Alabama. Thus, it's appropriate the last time I visited with him is at a book signing in Bessemer. We later had lunch together there in Bessemer. The last time I saw him was at that restaurant, and a picture of that scene adorns my wall in my office. He had his ever-present smile with his keen eyes. Albert Brewer has a special place in Alabama political history and the hearts of many. He not only was a good man and good governor, but he was a real gentleman.
Thank you all for listening.